Blog Talk Radio.
Here we are, you're almost 30 years, or more than 30 years out of pimping. Like you said before, prostitution is the oldest profession.
And it's going to continue to go on.
It's not
going
anywhere.
Until somebody cuts the lights on this small planet.
That's enough, Pluto.
I fucking die before I take the stand. 50 grand in a rubber band. Moving keys to piano, man. I done played with coke for a lifespan. 100,000 with my sound scan. Never been to a summer jam. No work, that's a bummer, man. I got 1,000 Zans and a coke can. Gonna remix my Sprite then. 4-5 on my nightstand. Blowing loud like a marching band. I had a Tech 9 for a hype, man. Lost my cuz, it ain't right, fam. Hope my niggas saw the light, man. Niggas die in this gangland. But for the right life, kill a right man. Tenor key out in Tennessee. Tell the fiends, come bend a key. Orderlies from overseas, I ordered them just to service me. Fishbowl, my Tahoe. Swinging hard like Don Key. Fuck a room, bitch, give me a head. I been a star like my nigga Lee. Toe to toe and I'm riding foes. Wrist froze, bitch, Eskimo. Papa Doe's about to drop a load. Look them in and out, bitch, give and go. Blood talk, gotta keep it low. Cause the feds steady trying to break the code. Getting paid, you already know. Shit, I'm stacking bread off already knows. Getting money.
I mean, that's the way it is. I mean, and I don't knock it. And the reason I say that is because it has been effective in some men's lives. I mean, married men. A lot of married men can't get what they want at home.
Speaking of Pluto, we living on Pluto. World ice cold, and I'm thicker than the Tuto. Keep the grass low, put the snakes with the two-tone. The face six put on. I got my foot on their neck with the boot on. Jot out my hood, I'ma rep and put the hood on. I keep an extra clip, stay for my mama. On side of the road, no time for no petty shit. My heart is cold. I keep it cool with these niggas though, cause this ain't what you want. She run my dick on her tippy toes. She gon' be walking bow-legged and pigeon-toed. I won't even hit a hoe. I'm too political, I need residuals. I don't need you or your bread, it's the principle. We hooking up, this how the shit finna go. I'm pushing up, straight off the tricep. Balling and dunk off a sidestep. Like Martin Luther King, I'ma get a profit. I had a dream in the project. How many niggas in prison, more time for killing, for whipping and pirates? Most of these niggas is rats, that is a fact. We killing our complex. Whatever happened to loyalty, I deal with these niggas accordingly. I cannot sell you a quarter piece. All money ain't good to me. Every little bitch ain't good for me. Open your third eye and take a look at me. You just the book and I'm Booker T. I see the shit that you couldn't see.
Things like that. See, a prostitute needs a pimp. She needs that guidance. She needs that somebody to show that love. And she needs that understanding. And the only one can really understand that is a pimp.
Once again, good morning, good morning, good morning. It's your boy DJ Big Stu up in the building. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. Stu in the morning. Stu in the morning. Stu in the morning. Shout out to everybody that's on Blog Talk. Shout out to everybody that's on iHeart. Shout out to everybody that's on Amazon, Google Play, Stitcher, TuneIn, Anchor, everything that we on, College Underground Radio. Shout out to all my peoples that be out there showing the love and giving us a little listen. But we just wanted to wake up. You know, we got Stu in the morning, man. What we do 30 minutes of a little bit of music and a little bit of talk and a little bit of this before you go to work. You know what I'm saying? Something to start the day off. And I know what everybody's going to be talking about today at work. Why did the dumbass president go leave the hospital? Now, my show got, I don't know what happened to my last shows. For some reason, technology was just there. You know, we was talking about Donald Trump, how he caught the coronavirus, and something happened, technicality differences. I don't know. It wasn't nothing wrong with our studio. I don't know if it's Big Brother or whatever it may be, but something just gave us a problem. But now we're going to talk about this, man. We're going to talk about how he staged a photo op. He endangered secret agents, the drivers, and so many people's lives just to stage a photo op. Listen, y'all. This man is Looney Tune. How can he protect us if he's not even protecting himself? Now, you know what's the messed up part about it? Like, for a lot of y'all out there, not like myself, who has family members and people in our family that caught corona and passed away, we couldn't go see them. We couldn't just pop up. They couldn't just come out the hospital. This man takes advantage of every privilege that he's not even supposed to. That was a dumb thing to even do. He's with even catching corona himself with seven people, y'all. At least seven people. Let's get it right. At least seven people. Corona. at least seven people in his cabinet. They had this big event. They hugging each other. Nobody's wearing masks. Chris Christie's in the hospital now. Chris Christie caught corona. Kellyanne, she retired. She just went to the inauguration, the nomination for the Supreme Court Justice Barrett. And what happened? And it's going to be more. And you know what they always do? They always try to blame Hope Hicks. You know, if you people notice that, like every time something go wrong, Hope Hicks name, but Hope Hicks, she takes a lot of bullets for the president, I tell you that. But she couldn't take this one. Now they want to try to rush the nominee. It's just amazing about what's going on right now in the world. They don't even care about 210,000 people died. That should be the only thing America is caring about right now. What they're caring about is getting a Supreme Court justice in to try to take away health care from you. Isn't that kind of like, I don't know, it's like defeating the purpose? That's what I would think. This is the time that people need health care the most, and this is what you plan to do. You plan to take the health care away from people. You also want to get the women's rights. You know, they want to take the abortion rights. So they want to say that if you get raped, then you got to keep that baby and by the rapist who raped you. It's your fault. That's what they be saying. They charge all these people be having babies, and we got to pay. First, they say, and it's crazy because first they said it's cut welfare because there's everybody having babies and this and this and that. But yet, it doesn't make sense what they be saying. They just want to make the Republicans rich. That's the only time. That's what the Donald Trump presidency did do for America. It showed us how greedy politicians can be, how selfish politicians can be, and that most politicians, they use us, whether Democrat or Republican. They use us. And Republicans showed us every tricky, dirty way that things can be done or have been done in America. It's probably been done this way for a million years. Trump just spoke it out loud. That's what they're mad about Trump with. They ain't mad about the things he's doing. They're mad about it. He's saying it out loud. Stuff that they've been hiding. But that's the one thing I say that Donald Trump has done. He has brought out the crookedness in it. But now we're talking about safety. Now we're talking about human beings' lives, and we're talking about people being safe. This is what we're talking about now. We're talking about people on your own team. A man is really dangerous when he destroys his own team. Because you know that most people that opposes him is not listening to him. We're wearing masks. We're practicing safety. We're not going to rallies. We're not going to big things. We're doing what the CDC, the real CDC, and what the real health officials told us to do. If you oppose Donald Trump, that's probably what you're doing. So the only ones that's actually getting sick and listening to him. In New York, we got a few skyrocketing places. Overall, you know, Cuomo and I'm going to get on it again and shut it down. And I'm not mad at him. Shut it down again so it don't spread. Because what we have saw, shutting it down stopped it. So if you shut it down now, it won't be as worse as what we got to before. So shut them down. Or shut everybody down again for a little bit. I don't mind. I'd rather be safe and live. Because it did work for us if we went down lower than everybody. Some people got a little souped up and started thinking things is normal and started running back out and dudes just partying. I've seen that. I wanted to go to some of the parties. I see dudes DJing on the piers and all that stuff. And I'm like, yeah, I want to go. But then I'm like, man, you know what? I'm just going to be a little bit safe right now. You know what I mean? I'm going to wish them the best, and I'm going to stay my ass right over here and do my little DJing in the crib and, you know what I'm saying, and go to my little small events where it's really, really straight up hardcore social distancing. I'm going to just do that for a little bit longer, you know? stay home and let my son do remote schooling. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to just do this for a little bit more longer, man. You know, just things ain't even right. Not even nowhere close to be right. So that's what I'm going to do for a little bit more longer. And I think that's, you know, it's up to you. You feel like sending your kid to school, because some schools are well equipped. And if your kid go to some, you know, might go to one of those schools that they're well equipped. They got all type of shields and everything. You know what I'm saying? And it doesn't mean if it's a private school or not, because there's private schools that ain't equipped. I can tell you that for a fact. I know. So, just some schools just are. I don't know who the administrators are in the schools or the principals or whatever. They just took better precaution. And yeah, you know, that's just one of the things, man. That I just be thinking, man. You know, like, we got a president. Nobody wishes him bad. We don't want to have to. That would be the worst thing in the world for America to have to say that we lost our president to the coronavirus, especially the way he was not, like, you know, the way he was not responding to it. Some people are mad at Joe Biden for taking down his negative ad. I'm like, you know what, Joe? I hear you, and then I don't hear you, but I hear you, but I don't hear you, but I hear you. I hear you trying to be a gentleman. But I wonder if the shoe was on the other foot, what would Donald Trump do? You could see Donald Trump putting up ads and joking and saying stuff like that. And this is what I find miraculous every time. When Donald Trump has a problem, he wants everyone to feel sorry for him, but he never feels sorry for nobody else. And he goes out harsh to get, you know, this whole thing makes him look even the weakest that I ever seen him. If the Russia thing wasn't making him look weak, like Putin had him as a puppet, this thing and that political stunt that he did with the SUV and riding around waving while these dudes are in the car with the 95 mask and shields and gowns. You got a cloth rag over your face. There's something extremely wrong with you. You're definitely not fit to run a country on mental like that. Like I said, what happens is a lot of them dudes got checks. They got checks. And that's why they protect. They're not protecting them for no reason. They got checks. They all... Mitch McConnell, Lindsey Graham, Devin Nunes, Heard, all these dudes have personal interests in Donald Trump. Donald Trump is not by himself. These are not dumb men. These are men that were strong politically to get to where they was at before Donald Trump even came into the game. These are men that sold their souls. But Donald Trump hustled them, brought a little New York way to them, and hustled them. He hustled them into the game and pulled them in with him, and now they have to fight for their own. They have to save themselves. You know what I'm saying? They don't know that's hustle and the bustle like Donald Trump know that New York hustle. So now in the public world, they fiddle it. They trying to do stuff, and they doing the percentage of they going to force the Supreme Court vote in over what the people say. The perceive it's 51% of the public, and it's only like 30% of something that says do it now. So that just shows you they don't usually go against what the public say. They don't even care what the public say, because they need this judge in there to protect them from consequences and laws and things that's going to happen to them when they lose. Because trust me, when this thing is over and if Donald Trump loses, yo, you ain't even seen the investigations that's going to come out. We're going to find out so much stuff, and we already almost finding out. Look, right before that, even though they buried it, we found out that Lindsey Graham, Devin Nunes, and a few of them, Heard and all of them, was promoting Russian propaganda. promoting that they was receiving stuff from Russia on Joe Biden, promoting Russian propaganda. What you think we gonna find out when everything is done? You think we ain't gonna find out that they was connected to Russia a little? They was taking calls. They was doing the work for Donald Trump. They hiding. This is why people just like, yo, what's up with Lindsey Graham? Dad, he don't seem right. He's bugging. Nah, he's not bugging. He's protecting his soul. These dudes don't want to go to jail. These dudes don't want to lose their money. And Donald Trump has a different mentality. He has a New York cocky mentality. Here in New York, you know, when you try to be a boss in New York, you got to be a boss. And he's trying to be a boss, but he was never a boss in New York to the real elite system. But with them country boys in the Senate, in the Republican Party, he could put that little gangster on them that normally somebody else would knock out the box. That's why he don't go well against a Cuomo. Or, you know, he don't even really go well against the Blasio. But he really can't go well against Cuomo. Or Chuck Schumer. Because they know how to fight those type of battles. They fight those New York type of battles against contractors, construction companies, builders, banks, all that. Mitch McConnell, he just want to be the president puppy. He just want to stay in office. He just want to keep in good graces. He don't want, they're not used to people protesting and all that on them. Donald Trump don't care. Nancy Pelosi and them, they've been through that. Chuck Schumer been through that. When these guys go through it, they call it something different. But I wonder how the Republican Party feel right now that they president. Donald J. Trump. Checked himself into the hospital. And then it was strange because they were like, where are you going? Like, where are he going? He checked himself out. Everybody thought, oh, he's good. He's going out. He waved to the public. Oh, he's going back to the White House. He goes back into the hospital. Y'all might have to keep a straight jacket to keep him on and keep him in there. They probably don't got no phone, so he can't tweet. He's doing little videos now. If they were smart, they'll sedate him. Let him take a nap till he get better. They don't wake up better. Now, this is what I want y'all to know, too. Donald Trump is probably going to be out the race. I got a strong feeling. Because if it gets worse, he's not going to be able to run against Joe Biden. He's not going to be able to, do a lot of things, man. Because check this out. People that's had the corona, they take 14 days. But once they get diagnosed with it and it gets serious, it takes like 40 days a month. Like a month or so to get rid of it. All right? So, you know what I'm saying? Like the young lady, the doctor who they was talking on the news who had just passed away, she was 28 years old. She fought against the coronavirus for 45 days. You understand what I'm saying? Donald Trump is probably going to bow out, guys. And I'm not saying I'm guaranteeing this, but it's probably in his best safety to get better, to bow out. Now, some are going to say, oh, yo, man, I think this was the plan. And I kind of thought like that, too. You know, but then somebody told me, nah, but he don't want to be in the hospital. You know, Donald Trump, he ain't that tight, man. He don't want to. And then when he did a little stunt yesterday, I was like, all right, you know what? They right. He might really be sick. You know what I'm saying? But he might be forced to bow out, and they might be talking about that to him behind closed doors, like, yo, you know, it ain't looking good. This would be the best way for him to bow out without taking a major defeat. And still keeping a little bit his political power for, like, say, he want to make his own news station. This would give him still leverage where his followers would be like, well, you know, he got sick. He had to bow for health reasons, and now he's better. But he's leading us on he still talk about the issues and stuff. And then he might have a chance to be promoting his sons and all that. instead of taking a major, major defeat. So keep your eyes open for that, because that will work for him. If he were to lose by a major defeat, because if he's not there, reason why him and Bill Barr, they don't want to, Bill Barr don't want to quarantine, right? They're saying Bill Barr don't want to quarantine. He was there in front of everybody, facing sheet pictures of all of them, everybody. Bill Barr's there too. Bill Barr knows if he leaves his office in quarantine, the people that don't like him, it will be an operation to put the good back into the to the FBI and the justice system. See, these guys are willing to be sick and still be in the office because they like, listen, man, if I leave and I go quarantine and these guys, you know, they want to be able to see everything. Certain things will start leaking out, and next you know, Bill Barr have to step down. So they fighting their last win. I wouldn't be surprised, you know, maybe Bill Barr didn't catch it. You know what I'm saying? Mickey might have a great immune system. You know, if he did, you know, but they say he's just using the quarantine. So, but I just wanted to wrap with y'all a little bit in the morning, man, and talk to y'all about that and see what, you know, what y'all think about that, man. You know, I know some people are probably going to be mad at me, but I'm just speaking my opinions during the morning. During the morning is a little show where I just speak my opinion, man. I just speak what I feel. Like, I know I'm a DJ and all that, and I play music, but I got an opinion. And my opinion about that stunt yesterday was very stupid, man. Just because I don't want to see my president die, whether I like him or not. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to have that tragedy in America. You know, and I think he should take care of himself better. If you don't take care of yourself better, how can you take care of us? You know, that's my fact. You don't take care of the closest people around you, you don't care about us in these little neighborhoods and these little cities and these little suburbs, these little cities and these little ghettos and these little other rich, maybe you just care about the rich neighborhood, but y'all guys are getting sick and y'all can always, you know, like Chris Christie and him, they all, just remember this, y'all, they just saying, yeah, they just took quarantine themselves in the hospital. If you were to get sick right now, it'll probably be a week before you'd be able to be admitted to the hospital. We're going to get into some music. We're going to get into some music, man. You know. Do what we do. Now, I notice every time we talk about this, something funny happens to the show. We freeze up. You know that? We freeze up. This is the second time we had this conversation and the show freezes up. All of a sudden, we go, no, man, we haven't never had this problem before. I'm about ready to contact Blog Talk and find out what's going on, you know? But yeah, man, something ain't right. That was said by my boy Keith Sweat. He said, something ain't right, brother. He said, something ain't right. And I wonder why. Why would Keith say that?